The words of the introit are, Behold, O God, our protector, and look on the face of thy Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, this Sunday, the 14th after Pentecost, is called the Divine Providence Sunday. Truly, in today's Gospel, we are again assured that no matter what our problems in this world are, God always protects us. He takes good care of us, even when it looks like that He is so far away from us. The 14th Sunday and its texts, they present us the scene of charm and beauty. If you remember last week, we saw in the Gospel the hideousness of leprosy and also the horrible thing of ingratitude. And truly, in the past months, we in our lives have seen many things which worry us and which make us afraid, perhaps some weak souls even to doubt the providence of God Almighty. In these past months, we have seen viruses, we have seen riots, we have seen all kind of worrisome things which might make us afraid as well that what is happening in the world. And now when we start our fall season and also with the Labor Day coming to mark the new beginning of the year, we should look into today's Gospel and be assured again that everything happens for a purpose, and we are always protected and cared by our Heavenly Father. The Gospel presents us today a picture of health and growth and joy and freedom. Our Lord tells how the road to His Heavenly Father is lined with grass and lilies of the field, and also happy birds who fill the air with their songs. These birds and these lilies, they don't worry about the things of the world. They are very small and quite insignificant. They are here today and gone tomorrow. But still, God in His wisdom and goodness takes good care of them. So man's soul, which is beautified by the eternal soul who will live forever, how much more is God interested and caring for that soul which He Himself has created? So we worry about earthly things, but we really shouldn't. We have inside God, those of us who believe and trust in Him, that is, and we have the sight of His holy city, the expectation of heaven, and that heaven is our true home, or instead of anything which exists in this world. Truly, we can say, when thinking of our Heavenly Father, Behold, O God, our protector, and really we can say, Look upon the face of thy Christ. That is Christ, our Creator and Redeemer. He has saved our soul. Certainly, He will protect us in this life as well. The true Christian, the follower of Christ Almighty, is he who seeks with all his heart the kingdom of Christ, namely what is eternal instead that which is perishable. Current times, they make us worry. Some fear the virus, some fear the riots, some fear oppressive government, or maybe the possible wrong election results. But these all kind of things which world is so preoccupied, they truly distract us from God, our protector. And to God, our protector, we must have beautiful and innocent childlike and trust in His providence. Do you remember when you were very little child and you were afraid of something, maybe afraid of a nightmare you had or a horrible storm which was raging outside and with all the noise and darkness made you so afraid? But as long as you were in the arms of your mom or your dad, you were afraid, but you were not worried, because that trusting protection of your parents made you feel that everything will be all right, the danger will soon be over. That is exactly the kind of a childlike attitude and trust we must have to God, our Maker, our Father, and our Protector. Our Lord tells us not to be anxious about things, whether it's about our body or whether it's about our lives. If we are too much preoccupied about things of this world, then we truly become slaves. We become slaves of riches or possessions or career, because we would love them so much that we would be terrified to lose them. Or we might become too attached to our own life, namely that if we would want to protect our life and our lives more than above than what God even wants, that then we would be failing our test in the trust of divine providence. Truly, as the introit continues, better is one day in God's courts above thousands. It's one thing to be idealistic about trusting to God Almighty in all circumstances, and it's another of actually doing it. The urgent and daily necessity of caring oneself, it always occupies the better part of our day and indeed our whole lifetime. But today our Lord emphasizes the need to have a deep trust in God Almighty. So what is difference between the earthly life of a pagan and earthly life of a Christian is that pagan is somebody who knows nothing about God protection. The earthly people, they might spend themselves in search and enjoying the goods of this world for their whole lives. But today, Jesus urges us to realize that our loving Father, He knows our needs before we do, and even better than we do. So it is the patient undertaking and trust in God what we are called to do when we live in this world. God's kingdom, it is not forced upon those who do not want it, but to gain it should be the chief goal of our life. After all, in the Our Father, the petition for the kingdom comes even before than that of a daily bread. And if we pray to God Almighty that let always His will be done instead of our own, then we have trust in real security. And this real security lies in the fact that God is our protector instead of any human being. And sometimes God, in His loving providence, He permits evil things to happen to us, and He permits tribulations to come to our share. But it is always for the greater good that He permits these things to happen, because God, in His mercy and goodness, can draw from even the very evil things enormous amount of good. Just think of the life of the saints. Saint Paul was in prison. Saint Patrick, he was a slave. The little flower, she had tuberculosis, and so on and so on. Yeah, but yet, what great blessings came from these uncompromising situations, and how great saints have always grown from the very horrible things of the world. Our Lord today tells us not to be solicitous for our life, and submitting our will to the will of God indeed is a difficult thing to do, because so many things preoccupy our minds. We may wonder, for example, if we have a long or a short life to live, and natural feelings, they would rather choose a long life, because the will to live and the fear of death, they are among the strongest of our basic instincts. But to obtain a long life, we must be prepared to promise God that we shall dedicate it for His glory and spend it doing good works. If we are too attached to this world and forgetful of heaven, then we should be resigned to and indeed content with a short or a shorter life than we ourselves would want if it's God's will. Just think how many young people like St. Aloysius, St. Dominic Savio, and St. Maria Goretti have reached the peak of sanctity while they were still mere children. If this were the will of God for His saints, surely we should welcome the coming of an early death, if God wants us to be so. Then there's another question which often bothers our minds. Shall I be rich or shall I be poor in this life? Again, it's natural to desire wealth and to want to avoid poverty. But our Lord says, blessed are the poor and woe to the rich. It's clear then that wealth and possessions, they are likely to be a greater spiritual danger than poverty, because wealth can cause us to become more attached to worldly possessions than God. We must therefore be indifferent and leave the choice to God what are our earthly possessions and the amount of them. We can save our souls whether we are rich or poor, as long as we make right use of whatever we have. So again, let the will of God be done. Finally, the last question which we should ask of ourselves is the most difficult one. Should we choose honor or humiliation? And it's very hard in this case to say to God, thy will be done. But still, we must say it. If honor, high position, and success, if they take away from our hearts the glory of God and from our spiritual advantage, then we must abandon it. If honor and if riches, if they bring more glory to God, if we use them well, then we must accept honor and riches with humble gratitude. But if divine providence, if it ordains and commands that it's better for us to be humiliated and forgotten by the world, then we must accept this with resignation. Do with me what you will, O Lord. Whether rich or poor, whether whether honored or humiliated, or whether we have this life or life in the next, we must always accept the will of God simply because we love Him and wish to serve Him more faithfully each and every day. Because truly, with God we have everything, as it said, better is one day in His courts above thousands. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.